Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Today we present another in our continuing series of studies from the book of Proverbs. Our teacher today is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who until the time he went to be with his Lord, served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, and today we're going to consider verses 23 to 27. Proverbs chapter 10, verses 23 to 27. We're in the first chapter of 13, which comprise the central section of the book of Proverbs. Now, this is a collection of Proverbs entitled The Proverbs of Solomon. And they are proverbs in the accepted sense of the term. That means they are pithy sayings which express wise rules of conduct. They're warnings, they're lessons drawn from experience, and they present moral reflections. These proverbs are, for the most part, unconnected sentences without systematic order or logical sequence. However, they are remarkable for profound thought and acute observation expressed in an antithetical or illustrative form. The whole of this section comprises a divine system of morals of universal application, a treasury of wisdom in all of its diversified details, both personal, domestic, social, and civil. Now, there are four proverbs in these five verses, beginning with verse 23 and concluding with verse 27. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Now the first proverb of this section is found in verse 23. It's a proverb that regards one's pleasure. It says, "It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom." First of all, the sporting pleasure of a fool. Mischievous pranks are matters of a sport to a fool. The fool is the moral derelict who orders his life without regard for God, for the fool hath said in his heart, "There is no God, God doesn't count. I will not take God into account in my actions." So, to that person, mischievous pranks played on others is a sport. That is, it's a laughing matter with him, that in which he finds amusement and satisfaction at the expense of the person on whom he plays his tricks. He gets a kick out of hurting others by his merry and mischievous pranks. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief. Now, you can take your own temperature on this verse, and you can decide whether or not you are acting like a fool with regards to what you consider sport. But on the other hand, there is the sensible pleasure of the man of understanding. It says in verse 23, "A man of understanding hath wisdom." Now, the man of understanding is a person who has a keen sense of discernment, of perception. He understands the facts of life. He understands the emotions of his fellow men. He understands when a person can be deeply hurt, and so he refrains from mischievous pranks upon him. You see, he's a man of perception, of discernment. His pleasure is found in acts of wisdom, that is, in the proper application and use of knowledge. And so what he understands, he does so because of the fact that he knows the situation, and then he acts according to it in a wise manner. So there's the proverb regarding one's pleasure. What do you get pleasure in? In playing pranks upon a person, or in ordering your life according to wisdom? Well, as you answer that question, you know what classification you are as far as this proverb is concerned. The second proverb in this passage is found in verses 24 and 25. This is a proverb regarding one's destiny. It says, "The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation." Four things here in this passage. They contrast two kinds of persons, the wicked and the righteous. First of all, the fearful destiny of the wicked. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him. That is, that fear which the wicked man inspired with regards to others shall actually come upon himself. He will become the victim of the thing that he has tried to use to strike terror in someone else. And in contrast, we have the blessed destiny of the righteous. The desire of the righteous shall be granted. A person who is right with God and who is right with men can express their desire to Almighty God, and God will grant it. Sometimes he delays in granting that desire, but the Word of God says that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. And the Word of God also says, "No good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly." So whereas the fear that a person has sought to arouse in someone else comes upon him, that is, of the wicked person, on the other hand, the desire of a righteous person will be granted by God. And then in verse 25, we read of the ruinous destiny of the wicked in contrast with the eternal destiny of the righteous. For it says, "As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more." There's a similar statement regarding the wicked in the first Psalm, verses 4 to 6, where it says, "The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." So you see, the wicked are destined to ruin. They're destined to ruin because they're unstable. And like the wind that comes across a land and sweeps everything before it, those constructions that are unstable are swept away, so is the wicked. And like the chaff on the winnowing floor, when the winnower throws up the wheat with the chaff into the sky and sees the wind pass by, it blows the chaff away, so is the wicked left in his ruins when the storm sweeps over him. But in contrast, there is the eternal destiny of the righteous. It says that the righteous is an everlasting foundation. That is, the righteous man survives the whirlwind because he is built on a solid foundation. His life is anchored in the Word of God, and this gives him resilience and power of endurance. The Word of God tells us that all flesh is as grass, and just as the grass withereth and the flower thereof falleth, So is all flesh going to come to an end one day, and particularly those that are wicked. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. And so in Proverbs verses 24 and 25, we have a proverb concerning one's destiny. The third proverb in this section is found in verse 26. It's a proverb regarding the sluggard. As vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. We read in this passage the character of the sluggard and the fact that he is the cause of irritation. The sluggard is a lazy person, a slothful person, one who cannot be depended upon. He's an unfaithful one. Now this one that is sent and dispatched with a message or with a duty to perform, and just because he's lazy, he's no good, he's not dependable, he's unfaithful, he's slothful, he doesn't do the job, that person is like vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes. Now, vinegar will put the teeth on edge, and smoke will bring irritation to the eyes. And this is the way the sluggard is to the person who sent him. There's a similar proverb in Proverbs 25:19, which says that confidence in an unfaithful man in the time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. There is irritation that comes because of confidence placed in a person who's unfaithful. And there's irritation that comes to the person who sends a man who cannot be depended upon just because he's just lazy and no good, he doesn't carry out his orders. And then finally in this passage, in verse 27, we have the fourth proverb. This is a proverb regarding prosperity. Notice what it says. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. Now, we've already read about the fear of the Lord in chapter 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. That is, the principal part or the principal constituent or the principal element of knowledge. And then in chapter 9 and verse 10, we read that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And beginning here means the essential prerequisite, the starting point of wisdom. And just as the fear of the Lord is the principal part of knowledge and the essential prerequisite to wisdom, then the fear of the Lord becomes the correct rule for living. And when that rule is applied, then days are prolonged, you see. One enjoys long life and a prosperous life. But in contrast, the years of the wicked shall be shortened, either by vicious living, it comes home to it, or by a violent end at the hand of an evil associate. And certainly, not only does his years become shortened, but the way of the wicked shall perish. Now, may the Lord bless these proverbs to our hearts and help us to apply their principles to our lives. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to repent of your sins and put your trust in Him today.
You've been listening to another lesson in our continuing studies from the book of Proverbs on the Bible Institute of the Air. Today's study was by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.